阿门。
Amen。
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息圣日上午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning Sabbath service.
我们一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let us sing hymn 129.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再一次一起同心跪下来祷告。
We are now going to kneel down and pray together.
我们求神来祝福带领我们安息圣日上午的聚会。
And we ask God to guide and bless our morning service.
也借着我们所领受所栽种的真理来造就我们大家。
And may we be able to harvest the truth that will edify us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters here on this holy Sabbath.
我们一起来看以斯拉记的第九章。
Let us read together Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记九章第一节到第四节。
Ezra chapter 9 verses 1 through 4.
九章一节做这事做完了，众首领来见我说，以色列民和祭司并利未人没有离绝迦南人、赫人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩押人、埃及人、亚摩利人，仍效法这些国的民行可憎的事。二节。
Two.
因他们为自己的儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。三节。
Three.
我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而作。四节。
Four.
凡为以色列神言语战惊的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪聚集到我这里来，我就忧惧惊惧忧闷而作，直到现晚祭的时候。这段经文记载着这个以斯拉他回到耶路撒冷之后在当时已经建完了圣殿，献完祭。
And so this passage talks about how after Ezra returned back to Jerusalem and the temple had been rebuilt and they had made the sacrifice.
那有人告诉他当时回去耶路撒冷的这些犹大人他们在这个婚姻的事情上面有的这个跟外族人联婚的情况。
And here the leaders came to him and told him about the intermarriage between the people of Israel and the neighboring peoples.
并且这个首领还有官长在这个事情上是带头的。在这个事情上面呢是主导的啦。
And then so they were looking to him as a guide.
所以让这个以斯呢他撕裂衣服还外袍，甚至拔了头发和的胡须惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献完祭的时候。
And so when he heard this, he tore his tunic and cloak, and he pulled hair from his head and beard and sat down appalled.
我们晓得这个以色列民在他们亡国七十年以后
And so we know the Israelites when they returned back to their country after 70 years.
因着神的怜悯在主前的536年由所罗巴伯带领第一批这个犹大人回到耶路撒冷来重建这个圣殿。
And so through God's mercy in 536 BC, Zerubbabel was able to bring the first group of people back to Israel.
那结果立完根基不多久就受到阻挡。
And not soon after, they encountered opposition.
这个圣殿就停工，一停停了将近16年。
And so they stopped construction for nearly 16 years.
直到这个先知哈该，还有当时的祭司撒加利亚的勉励之后他们又重新开工。
And through the prophet Haggai and the priest Zechariah, through their encouragement, they were able to continue.
大概四年多之后就把圣殿盖好了。
And 4 years after that, they were able to complete the temple.
哦，大概是在主前的516年。
And so this was approximately 516 BC.
啊，那恢复了这个以色列人对真神的崇拜。
And so it resurrected the faith that the Israelites had in their God that they worship.
哦，那接下来就是这个主前的478年了。
And then afterwards in 478 BC.
哦，以色列民遭遇到种族被屠杀消灭的危机。
The Israelites faced extinction through getting destroyed by their enemies.
哦，那在神奇妙的安排之下，这个以斯帖成为当时哦波斯皇帝啊的这个皇后。
And through God's miraculous arrangement, Esther became the queen of Persia at the time.
啊，那也借着这个以斯帖拯救了整个以色列民族免于被屠杀的危机。
And through Esther, she was able to help save the people from being completely extinct.
哦，那在接下来啊，哦，主前的458年。
And then in 458 BC.
哦，就是这个以斯拉带领着第二批的犹大百姓回到耶路撒冷。
Ezra brought the second group of people back to Israel.
哦，以斯拉是个文士，他出生于祭司的家庭。
And Ezra was a scribe. He grew up in a high priest family.
哦，对比于第一批所罗巴伯。哦，带领犹大百姓回来盖圣殿。
And so Zerubbabel brought the first group of people back to rebuild the temple.
啊，以斯拉第二批回来啊，主要的目的啊，是要复兴以色列人的信仰。
And so Ezra brought the second group of people to revive the faith of the people.
哦，也就是要盖那个看不见的新殿。
And to build the temple in the hearts that cannot be seen.
哦，看得见的圣殿容易盖。
It's easy to build a temple that you can see.
哦，但是看不见的新殿呢，却是很难的。
But the temple in your heart is very hard to rebuild.
哦，虽然当时啊，这个圣殿已经哦，这个照着啊，这个每天呢例行的敬拜啊，哦，在献祭着。
So even though they went through the rituals of sacrificing and worshiping at the temple.
啊，但是啊，这个只不过是表面上看得见的。
But that's what you can see on the outside.
哦，神要的复兴不是那个表面的。
And God does not just want what's on the outside.
哦，圣殿的目的啊，是要让人恢复对神的敬拜跟交通。
And so the purpose of the temple is for people to return to God and communicate with Him.
哦，所以人才是主体。
People are the main characters.
而不是那个硬体的这个建筑物啊。
And it's not just about this construction of a temple.
哦，所以今天呢，我们哦，在分社会堂。哦，在建造会堂也要明白这样的道理。
So today, if we're looking to buy a new chapel, it's the same principle.
哦，人才是主要的。
The people are the most important.
而不是在于这个建筑物啊。
It's not about a physical building.
哦，所以以斯拉回来是要来复兴当时犹大啊、哦、这个百姓在、哦、耶路撒冷的犹大百姓他们的信仰。
So when Ezra came back, it was to revive the faith of the people there.
哦，要重建他们。属灵的圣殿。
And to rebuild their spiritual temple.
哦，啊，那这个时候，哦，他遇到这一件棘手、艰难的挑战。
And so at the time he encountered a very difficult opposition.
啊，也就是啊，啊，有关哦，这个嫁娶非选民哈的外邦啊，这个外族人的这个事情。
And it was about the intermarriage with Gentiles.
啊，对今天的我们来说啊。哦，这个嫁娶主内哈，主内联婚的道理，好像越来越少有人说了啊。
And so it seems like today we don't talk as much about making sure we marry within the faith.
啊，那小弟啊，今天啊，真的是啊，靠着祷告才敢上台啊。
And so today it's only because I prayed that I have the courage to come up here.
啊，我跟啊小弟跟我的内人啊谈今天想要分享的信息，啊，我的另一半呢、啊、一直提醒我。
And I talked about the topic I want to share with my wife today, and she kept reminding me.
哦，哎，不要公义有余，怜悯不足啊。
You should not just be righteous and not merciful.
哦，要公义跟怜悯并重哦。
Righteousness and mercy should come together.
哦，那所以小弟，想说，我们就从这个以斯拉所面对的这一件艰难的挑战，来谈一谈神在圣经里头关于婚姻的指导。
And so through this difficult struggle that Ezra had, we will go through the Bible and see what the Bible tells us about marriage.
啊，神的指导往往只是原则跟方向。
And so God's direction is a principle and direction.
好，但是如果我们连原则跟方向都拒绝，都不愿意接受的话，
but if we refuse to accept that principle and the direction,
那根本不要谈细节的部分了。
Then we don't even need to get to the details.
哦，所以我们从神历代在人婚姻的指导原则跟方向上，我们来找出哦。这个主内联婚到底啊，神哦，他的目的跟这个意义在哪里
？So through His guidance, direction, and principles on marriage, let us understand what that true meaning really is.
哦，那如果我们弟兄姐妹啊、如果听了有啊、有感受哈、哦，我希望说啊，像雅各书那边的教导一样啊。
So if anyone hears this and has any particular feeling, I hope you will follow the Book of James teaching.
哎，快快的听，慢慢的说。慢慢的生气哦。
And so be quick to listen and slow to speak in anger.
好，因为人的怒气并不能成就神的义啊。
Because our anger cannot fulfill God's righteousness.
哦，当然啊、在这个神的这个真理的指导里面啊。
Of course, within the teaching of God's righteousness.
哦，有一些啊、是会随着时代做调整的。
There may be adjustments due to the time period we live in.
哦，比如说啊、像这个吃的东西啊。
For example, the things that we eat.
哦，神在一开始指导哦，亚当跟夏娃哈、哦，这园中所有的哦果子通通可以吃啊。
God's direction to Adam and Eve was that they could eat all of the fruits.
哦，除了那个分别善恶树上的果子以外。
Except the fruit from the tree of good and evil.
哦，所以一开始啊，人是吃水果蔬菜的。
So at the beginning, we were all vegetarian.
哦，到什么时候啊，神才允许人吃肉呢
？And at what point was it okay to eat meat by God？
哎，是在这个洪水之后啊。
It was after the flood.
哦，因为洪水之后啊，整个气候改变，哦，有了四季啊的更替。
And so because of the great flood, the atmosphere had changed, and now there are four seasons.
哦，所以神就允许当时的这个人呢、啊，可以吃肉啊，但是、啊、不可以吃血，血要。埋在地上。
And so at the time, God permitted them to eat meat, but said they could not consume blood.
哦，但是啊，后来啊、哦，这个以色列百姓啊、哦，出埃及在旷野的时候。
And then so when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
神借着摩西颁布了律法。
And then God gave the law to people through Moses.
哦，在这个吃的方面呢、啊，又有了调整。
And there were some adjustments on what they could eat.
哦，告诉他们呢、啊。什么东西可以吃，什么东西是不洁净，不可以吃。
And he told them what was clean and unclean to eat.
哦，借着这个生活当中的教导，哦，要让以色列百姓啊，懂得分别为圣的道理。
And through these life lessons, the Israelites were able to understand how to keep themselves holy.
那一直到了新约时代。
And until the New Testament.
哦，神在吃的方面又做了调整。
There was more adjustments on eating.
哦，因为啊。律法已经被主耶稣、哦、这个所完成了。
Because the law had been fulfilled by Jesus.
哦、主耶稣借着救恩完成了律法。
And through the law, he was able to fulfill it.、
哦、所以神不再用生活当中的条规、去限制人。
So God no longer used these rules of life to contain them.、
哦、但是有三样东西还是不可以吃、啊。
But there were still three things they could not eat.、
哦、我们每次、啊、在、有人、哦、洗礼的这个灵恩会。我们都会提到。
And so after someone has been baptized during the Holy Communion, we always talk about it.
哦，就是祭拜偶像的东西。
It is to eat that which has been worshipped by idols.
哦，血还有这个勒死的牲畜。
And blood and animals that have been strangled.
哦，这个不可以吃。那其他的只要感谢，我们就可以吃了。
So all of those cannot be consumed, but everything else, if we give thanks, we may eat.
哦，这个是啊，神哦，在历代以来哦，在他的这个教导上哦。原则上、做的一些调整。
And so these are some adjustments that God has made on the rules that govern our lifestyle.、
哦、但是、有关这个婚姻的指导方面。
But in terms of his guidance on marriage,、
哦、主内联婚的真理方面。
And marrying within God in the truth.、
哦、是不是、啊、也会像这个在食物上、哦、在其他的这个律法上的规定啊有的调整，有的改变呢。
Has this been changed and adjusted over the years, like the rules about food?
哦，这个倒是值得我们进一步去查考。
So this is worthy of us to study a step further.
哦，到底是不是哦，随着时代啊、哦、的改变呢、啊？那神起初要 哦，这个神的选民哦，族内哈、哦，就是啊、这个不可嫁娶哦，这个其他种族的这个道理哈、哦，跟规定是不是有所改变
？So has this changed within the times where God previously told us that we should marry within Him versus with Gentiles？
那如果没有的话，那神的目的又是什么
？And if this has not changed, then what is God's purpose for that？
那对今天我们这个时代。又有什么样的教导跟启示
？And what is the teaching and revelation for us today？
那我们又要怎么样哦来配合神他的旨意
？And so how can we be in accordance with His will？
我想说借着啊我们上下午的时间哦，我们一一的啊来做探讨跟查考。
So in the morning and afternoon today, I would like to study this further.
所以我们来看神在第一个阶段的教导。
So let us look at God's first phase of guidance on this.
我们来看创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪六章，我们看第一节到第七节。
Genesis chapter 6 verses 1 to 7.
六章一节，当人在世上多起来，又生儿，又生女儿的时候。二节
，Two.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。三节，神说：人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可以到120年。四节
，Four.
那时候有伟人在地上。后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古。鹦鹉有名的人五节
Five.
神见人在地上罪恶很大终日所思想的尽都是恶六节
Six.
神就后悔造人在地上心中忧伤七节
Seven.
神说我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭因为我造了他们后悔了、在这里、我们看到神他看见人在地上这个都是罪恶。
And so here God saw that everyone in the world was wicked.
那神后悔了所以神用洪水来毁灭当时那个世代。
And God regretted creating them, and so he had a great flood destroy them all.
那第五节这里说神看见人在地上罪恶很大。
And in verse 5, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of human was on the earth.
神所看到的是一个实际的行为。
And God saw something that was actually happening.
圣经上记载说人终日所思想的都是恶。
And at the time, everything they thought was evil.
不但是外在的行为让神感到厌恶。
It wasn't even just the actions that were despicable.
也包含着内在的心思意念。
Even the thoughts of their hearts were evil.
在这里这个神不能容忍他们的存在。
And here, God could not stand their existence.
所以神要毁灭当时的世代。
So he wanted to destroy the people at the time.
那我们会觉得很好奇啊。
So we would be very curious.
到底神看见什么了
？What did God see？
这里所说的人在地上罪恶很大，到底是什么罪啊
？So here it says the wickedness was truly great. So what was it？
杀人、抢劫还是什么？
Was there murder? Was there robbery?
但是我们看到神只用一个角度在看。
But here we can see it's only from one angle.
去谈当时那个世代的败坏。
Where it talked about how they were evil.
就是选民、神的百姓、属神的人他们的婚姻。
And here it talks about how the sons of God married those of humans.
在我们刚读的经文里面说当人在世上多起来。生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
In the scriptures, it shows that when humans began to increase in number, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful and chose to marry whomever they wished.
所以因此啊，人就属血气了。
And so therefore, man became a flesh.
失去了神与他们同在。
And they lost the abidance of God.
我们都晓得婚姻。在神开始设立的时候
And so we all know that marriage was established by God at the beginning.
从这个创世纪的第二章我们就明白了。
We can see this from Genesis chapter 2.
神造了亚当。
And God created Adam.
并且从亚当身上再造夏娃。
And from Adam's body, he created Eve.
然后这一对男女在神的面前来组成他们的家庭。
And so they started from a family with just these two people.
神是他们的介绍人，并且是他们的主婚人。
And so God was their matchmaker and the one that married them.
神同时又是亚当夏娃的主婚人，又是亚当夏娃的介绍人。
And so he played these dual roles.
那谁正道，谁祝福？
And so who did the blessing and who gave the message?
都是神啊。
All of that was God.
在整个的婚礼过程当中。
And so throughout this entire marriage.
神并没有消失。
God did not disappear.
神这一个最重要的这个因素没有消失。
God as the most important factor never disappeared.
也就是说这个信仰在这一对夫妻的婚姻上从来没有消失。
So faith was always an important part of the marriage of this couple.
但是到了这个挪亚那个世代
But when we get to Noah's time.
我们看到神的选民在婚姻里头神的同在，神的这个祝福已经不见了。
But in Noah's time, you can see that God's abidance and blessing for the people has disappeared.
因为信仰在婚姻里头已经消失了。
Because faith is no longer a part of the marriage.
所以在创世纪这里六章的二节说神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻了。
So in verse 2 it says, the sons of God saw the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose.
这里说神的儿子们不是讲天使哦。
And here, sons of God does not refer to angels.
是指属神这个赛特的后裔。
This is referring to Seth's descendants.
那人的女子是指着该隐的后代。
And daughters of humans refers to Cain's descendants.
那圣经记载说这个随意挑选看见喜欢的就挑选。
And so here in the Bibles, they chose anyone that they wanted.
小弟想说这也是我们今天我们青年人在选择婚姻时候的一个感觉吧。
And so this might be a feeling some of our youth have when they're looking to marry today.
神算什么？不要理他。
So what does God matter? Don't listen to him.
我在意的是我眼睛看得到的。
Because it matters what I can see right in front of me.
每个人都是外貌协会都看外貌，漂亮的我才要，帅的我才要。
And everyone is superficial, so they only want someone that's easy on the eyes.
其实这都是眼目的情欲。
And so that is all lust of the eyes.
换句话说，我们的婚姻已经成为目中无神了。
And so our marriage has already started to be devoid of God.
充满着眼目的情欲。
Because it's just filled with our lust.
假如神的选民对神所说的话都不再尊重。
Because if God's chosen people do not respect his word.
还需要神来跟人说小心信仰不一样或者没有信仰的人是很可怕的。
And for God to come and say, be careful, if you do not have the same faith with the person you marry, it could be very scary.
我想不用再多说了。
I don't think we even need to go there.
今天我们就是神的选民
Because today we are God's chosen people.
如果我们连神的规定我们都不尊重的话，
If we cannot honor God's rules,
那为什么我们还来教会听道理？
Then why are we still in church here?
为什么我们还跪下来在向神祷告？
Why do we pray to him?
不是什么都不用说的吗？
Shouldn't we not need to say anything at all?
所以神在这个世代里头他说他没有办法再容忍了。
So in these times, it said that he could no longer tolerate this.
因为神的选民已经不属神，属血气了。
Because God's chosen people were no longer of God, but of humans.
所以神就不与他们同在。
So he no longer abided with them.
人既然属血气。
And so if God is people are of flesh.
已经落入到眼目的情欲里头
And if they've already fallen to the lust of their eyes.
神就不跟他们同在。
Then God is no longer with them.
在婚姻上面就呈现这样的情况。
And so this is the situation of marriage at the time.
所以说如果我们在婚姻当中把信仰拿掉的话。
So if in a marriage we take out the faith,
就如同这里呀，末日就到了。
Then the end times are coming, just like here.
得不到神的喜悦。
There's no way to please God.
因为哦，凡尊重神的，神必尊重他。
Because God will honor those who honor Him.
哦，那不尊重神哦，随意来挑选，看到什么就挑什么。
But if we do not honor Him and we just pick what we choose on our own,
我比较重要，我的感觉比较重要。
My feelings are more important.
神说什么，圣经记载什么不重要。
What God says or what the Bible says is not important.
哦，我的眼睛所看见的，我所喜爱的，这个才重要。
What I see and what I like, that's what's important.
那神在婚姻当中，哦，啊，说，啊，在神在婚姻里头说什么？婚姻里面要有信仰。不要理他。
And so whatever God says that I need in a marriage, I don't need to worry about that.
哦，我们想想看，现代的青年就是这样子。
And if we think about it, the youth are like this today.
啊，并且是相当的严重。
And so this is very serious.
哦，在选择婚姻的时候啊。
And when we are choosing our marriage.
哦，没有在考虑信仰的因素了。
And if we don't think about faith.
看到都是外貌。
And we only look at the appearance.
哦，都是眼睛看得见的。
Whatever our eyes can see.
啊，都是。感觉感受
and it is our own feelings.
哦，用这个来做婚姻的主导方向
and we use this as our guidepost for marriage.
这就是神所厌恶的
this is what God detests.
哦，我们在这个第一个阶段，神在婚姻的教导上
so this is the first phase of what God has taught us on marriage.
我们可以看到，神不喜欢我们用这样的方法来决定我们的婚姻。
God does not want us to use this way to determine our marriage.
哦，这个是神在第一个阶段的教导。
And that is what He taught us in the first phase.
再来看第二个阶段。
Let us look at the second phase.
哦，大概经过一千多年以后啊。
So about 1,000 years later.
哦，也就是以色列百姓出埃及在旷野的初期。
So after the Israelites left Egypt in the early days.
哦，刚刚离开的埃及。
They had just left Egypt.
神马上就在婚姻的事情上教导他们。
And God immediately gave them a teaching on marriage.
来看出埃及记的34章。
Let us look at Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章，我们啊、先看第十节。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 10。
三十四章十节，神说：“我要立约，在要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的，在你视为的外邦人啊、就要看见主的作为，因。”我向你所行的是可畏惧的事。我们跳过来看十五、十六节。
Verse 15 and 16。
十五节，只怕你与那地的居民立约，百姓随从他们的神，就行邪淫，祭祀他们的神。有人叫你，你便吃他的祭物。十六节。
16。
又为你的儿子。娶他们的女儿为妻，他们的女儿啊、随从他们的神啊、就行邪淫，使你的儿子也随从他们的神行邪淫。啊、这个地方啊，我们看到说，神说要跟百姓立约。
So here it shows that God wants to make a covenant with the people.
哦，但是在这个十二节这里哈、啊，如果我们看。哦、神交代说啊，说要去的那个地方、哦、就是迦南地，是住着这个迦南七族、哦、这个外邦人。
And so here, when God is taking them to the land of Canaan, there are other outside Gentiles living there.、
哦、神交代啊，不可跟那个地方的百姓来立约。
And God has instructed them not to make a treaty with those in the land.、
哦、那十五节那里说、哦、说只怕跟那个地方的百姓立约。哦、这个立约的原文的意思就是盟约。
And so here it says, be careful not to make a treaty with them.、
哦、也指着婚姻上的连结。
But these kind of treaties also include marriage,、哦、if you look at the original language.
换句话说，神对他们讲。
So here's what God actually told them.、
哦、不可跟迦南七族的百姓在婚姻上有盟约。
It is don't make a treaty of marriage with any of those Gentiles.
在婚姻上有连结。
And don't connect with them in marriage.
哦，那十五、十六节，我们看到 这个婚姻对信仰的影响。
And here in verses 15 and 16, we can see how marriage could interfere with their faith.
婚姻呢，是绝对影响到我们对神忠贞纯一的信仰。
Because marriage will interfere with how loyal we are to God.
所以神说啊，你到那个地方啊，如果在这个婚姻上与他们结盟，彼此在婚姻上有了互动。
And so if you make treaties with them and you marry with them,
你们的信仰啊，就会受到相当大的诱惑跟压力。
Then your faith will encounter a lot of pressure and troubles.
婚姻是绝对影响信仰的。
Because marriage definitely affects faith.
因为啊，在这个婚姻上，跟这个当地的百姓结亲，建立联盟的关系啊。
Because with marriage, then you build a connection and network with the people.
就会影响到我们的信仰。
And it affects your faith.
在今天这个世代里面。
So in today's world.
很多人会说啊，说不会的，不会的。
Many will say no, it does not affect.
因为我们在婚前呢、啊，大家都讲好了。
Because before marriage, we already talked about it.
你是你，我是我。
You are you, and I am me.
宗教信仰啊，不要彼此影响。
And so let's not influence each other's faith.
我们要互相尊重。
And let us be respectful of one another.
所以啊。这个婚姻跟信仰就是两回事嘛。
So faith and marriage are two separate things.
但是实际上，小弟处理的很多例子当中啊。
But in actuality, I've seen many different instances.
却不是如此。
Where this is not the case.
有一个这个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他娶了未信主的这个太太。
He married a wife who had not yet believed.
一开始啊，他也说都已经说好的。你信你的，我信我的。
And at the beginning, he said, "Oh, we'd already talked about it. We agreed you believe in yours, and I'll believe in mine."
不要互相的影响就好了。
And I won't affect your faith or religion.
大家相安无事，彼此尊重。
And so we can keep it separate and respectful.
也许我们在座有很多的父母亲也会这样想。
And maybe many parents may think so here.
这个女儿啊，不要嫁给那个未信主的。
And so, our daughter should not marry those who have not yet believed.
因为女儿嫁出去哦，那个会承受很多宗教信仰带来的压力。
Because when you marry your daughter off, then she will encounter a lot of pressures about faith and religion.
但是儿子娶就没有关系了。
But if it's a son marrying someone, then that's okay.
娶进来，然后影响他哦，带他去信主就可以了。
Because my son can bring her in and influence her faith to come, and that's fine.
就算用强迫的，也要让他信耶稣啊。
And even if you have to force her to believe in Jesus.
或许我们都打着这样如意的算盘。
And so maybe this is how we plan.
嫁的不要，娶进来没有关系。
If it's a daughter, then we do not allow. But if it's a son, it's okay.
但是小弟个人觉得说这样对我们。的姐妹很不公平哎。
But my feeling is this is a bit sexist.
如果弟兄都是这样想，娶进来没有关系，那我们姐妹要嫁谁啊？
And it's also unfair because if our brothers keep marrying outsiders, who will our sisters marry?
那刚刚讲到这个弟兄。
And so now I mentioned this brother.
娶进来了。
And so he brought the wife in.
一开始你拜你的我去我的教会。
So at the beginning, they both believed in their separate gods.
但是没有过多久啊，太太就向先生要求了。
But after a while, the wife made demands.
说结婚前我们不是讲好。
She said at the beginning, we made a deal.
说宗教信仰要分开。
That religion would be separate.
你可以去你的教会。
So you will go to your church.
那我是拜拜的啊。
And I will worship.
那我要把这个我所拜的神明请进家里来。
So the God that I worship needs to be in our house.
可以吗？
Is that okay?
我们想想看这个信主的家庭里头摆了一个偶像。
So if you think about it, it means that within a Christian household, there is an idol.
这可以吗？
Is this okay?
当然不可以啊。
Of course not.
但是既然不可以啊。
And so since it is not permitted.
太太说，那从今天起，你睡楼上，我睡楼下。
So then the wife said, fine, then you get to sleep upstairs and I will sleep downstairs.
把夫妻同房的生活拿来当武器了。
And so she started to use this as a weapon.
没有多久，先生就投降了。
And so after a while, the husband thought.
所以啊，这个基督徒的家庭啊，就有了这个偶像。
And so he surrendered, and then within a Christian household, there was an idol.
太太在家里开始就是烧香拜拜了。
And so the wife started to burn incense and worship.
魔鬼就开始做工了。
And the devil started to work.
家庭就开始不平安了。
And so their household was not peaceful.
遇到不平安的事情， 我们基督徒就是祷告。
And whenever there were struggles, a Christian would pray.
啊、那没有信主的人，他们也是求神问佛啊。
And the non-believer, they also pray to their God.
哦，结果啊，啊，这个神明说啊，啊，因为哈、哦，你们没有拜祖先呢、啊，祖先哦来要哈、哦，来追讨了。
And so what they were told on the Buddhist side is that because you did not worship your ancestors, now your ancestors are giving you trouble.
哦，所以就没有平安。
And so that's why there is no peace.
哦，结果啊，到最后哦，哎，不但先生也拜了。公公婆婆也跟着拜了、哦、
So in the end, not only did the husband worship, but also all the in-laws.、
哦、小弟想起、啊、有一个长老会的牧师这样讲。
I remember what a Presbyterian elder had told me before.、
哦、说不要以为说、啊啊、这个、哦、嫁出去 不可以、哦、娶进来没关系、哦。
And he said, you should not think that if it's a daughter that marries out is not okay, but a son who marries a wife in is okay.、
哎、嫁出去死一个，娶进来死全家。
If you bring in a non-believer, the whole family might die.、
哦、所以婚姻影响到信仰。
So marriage does affect faith.、
哦、也许我们会说，我才不会那么倒霉呢。
And we might think, I wouldn't be so unlucky.、
哦、但是我们想想看。
But we should think.
因为信仰不同而造成婚姻生活上的冲突啊。
Because the faith is different, there will be conflicts in the marriage.、
哦、经常看得到。
And you can see it.、
哦、有一次啊，有个姐妹、哦、这个脸啊啊。啊，这个脸那脸吼、哦、一半肿起来了、哦。
One time there was a sister whose face was swollen on the side.
到教会来。
And she came to church.
那有人问她说，哎，怎么样啊？是发生什么事情
？And someone asked her what had happened.
哦，姐妹说，因为吼、哦，她这个奉献的收据有一张没有藏好，被她先生看到了。
And the sister said that she didn't hide the receipt for her offering, and her husband found it.
哦、先生说啊，我这么辛苦赚来的钱，你拿去教会给人家花。
And the husband said, I work so hard for this money, and you give it to people at church to spend.
真是可恶啊，就修理他了。
This is truly despicable, and then so he got very angry with her.
想想看，连个奉献都要遮遮掩掩的。
So even with an offering, she had to do it in secret.、
哦、那在家里祷告呢？那更不可能啊。
And what about praying at home? How do you manage that?
每次祷告都会被骂。
Every time she prayed, she would get yelled at.
那安息日啊，先生就排 vacation, 排假期了。
And on the weekends, the husband would arrange for vacations.
哦，太太要来教会敬拜神，先生说要去度假。
And so the wife wanted to come to church, but the husband said it was time to go out.
那信仰啊，怎么配合呢
？So then, how can you match up your faith then?
这个还是没有小孩的时候啊。
And this is when they did not have children.
哦，有的小孩。哦、那问题更多，冲突更大。
In other cases, there are children, and then there are even more problems.、
哦、所以因为价值观、人生观的不同、啊、很难在一起生活。
And because of the different values and outlooks, it will be very difficult to live together.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们想一想。
So, dear brothers and sisters, think about it.
为什么要让我们落入到这样的难处里面呢
？Why do we want to put ourselves in such a difficult position?、
哦、所以婚姻呢、啊？绝对会影响信仰。
So marriage will definitely affect faith.
哦，造成信仰当中啊有很大的限制，甚至会让我们的信仰流失掉。
And so there could be a lot of limits, and it could actually cause us to lose our faith.
哦，这也是为什么神在以色列百姓刚刚才出埃及的这个阶段呢、啊、
？And so this is why, right when the Israelites left Egypt at this very beginning phase,、
哦、神就在婚姻上。来教导百姓。
That God gave them a lesson on marriage.
哦，神说啊，我是跟你们立约的哦。
And God said, I have made a covenant with you.
也就是说，无论在任何的时间、任何的空间、任何环境的变化。
So regardless of time or space or environment changes.
神跟以色列百姓之间的爱，哦，之间的关系啊，是绝对不会改变的。
The love between God and the people of Israel is absolute and does not change.
哦，这个叫盟约的。
And so this is a covenant.
哦，但是神也交代。
But he also commanded them.
哦，当选民进到迦南地以后。
That when they entered the chosen land.
哦，绝对不可以跟当地哦，这个不是拜神的人哦，拜真神的人呢、啊，建立任何的。这个关系啊、
that they could not make any treaties with those Gentiles living in the land.、
哦、尤其是、啊、借着婚姻来建立关系。
And especially making those relationships through marriage.、
哦、因为不同的信仰造成、哦、这个生活上的极大差距。
Because in these different faiths,、there's just too much of a great lifestyle difference.、
哦、举例来说、啊当孩子生病的时候。
For example, when a child gets sick.、
哦、我们信主的当然就是靠着信心祷告。
Of course, we will pray and rely on our faith.
哦，但是没有信主的，他也是同样哦，也求他们的神明保佑。
And so the non-believer, he also will pray to his God.
哦，到庙里头啊，求符水啊，求香灰啊，来给孩子吃啊。
And so he will go to his temple and possibly bring back foods for the child.
哦，那如果哎，哦，这个孩子病好了。
And then the child gets better.
他们就感谢他们的佛祖，感谢他们的菩萨。
The non-believer will thank their Buddha.
那到底是神医好的呢，还是佛祖菩萨保佑的呢？
So was the child healed by God or was the child healed by Buddha?
哦，再来，接下来，儿女这个下一代，他们的宗教信仰有什么保障？
And then what kind of guarantee do you have for the faith of the children?
哦，要怎么传承下去？
And how will you pass that down?
哦，我们可以看得见的哦，就是啊，啊，这个没有在主内联婚的这个下一代要来洗礼的时候啊。
And we can see that with the next generation, when they have parents that are of mixed faith and they want to get baptized.
哦、阿公阿妈，哦，带着这个孙子哈、哦、要来洗礼。
And the grandparents want to bring their grandchildren to be baptized.
为什么
？Why？
哦，因为啊，这个哦下一代哦他们。嫁娶的哦是没有信主的。
Because their children have married someone who is a non-believer.
哦，当然就不会想到说啊，这个孩子啊需要来洗礼，灵魂要得救。
And so they are not going to make a joint decision that their children should be baptized and saved.
哦，反倒是这个阿公阿妈这个信主的、啊、替他们来紧张了。
So it's the grandparents who are nervous for these children.
哦，所以我们想想看。
So we should think about it.
我们为什么让我们的婚姻处在这么大的危机当中呢？
Why would we want our marriage to be in such crisis?
哦，造成生活上这么大的影响跟这么大的困境。
And to create such difficulties in marriage.
哦，这实在也是值得我们去思考啊。
This is something important for us to think about.
哦，最后我们再来看一个哦，第三个阶段。
Let us look at the third phase.
哦，大概呀、啊，哦，在经过差不多40年了。
After another 40 years.
哦，就是说。啊，他们神的选民在旷野哈、哦，啊，这个40年的漂离，啊，又要进到这个神赐给他们的迦南地。
After the chosen people had wandered for 40 years and were about to enter the land of Canaan.
神借着摩西啊，哦，在生命记里头啊，再一次的提醒。
So through Moses, God warned them one more time.
哦，教导啊以色列百姓啊、哦，怎么样在婚姻上啊、哦、来持守。
And taught them how to keep in marriage.
哦，这个是要进到迦南地哦之前哦。
And this is right before they entered the land of Canaan.
我们来看这个生命记。
Let us look at Numbers.
哦，生命记哦
Deuteronomy.
生命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
七章的第一节到第四节。
Chapter 7 verses 1-4.
七章第一节，主你神领你进入要得为业之地，从你面前赶出许多国民，就是赫人、格加撒人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，共七国的民都比你强大。第二节
，Verse two，
主你神将他们交给你击杀，那时你要把他们灭绝尽尽，不可与他们立约。也不可连续他们三节
Three.
不可与他们结亲不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿四节
Four.
因为他必使你的儿子转离不跟从主去侍奉别神以至于神的怒气向你们发作就速速地将你们灭绝、摩西要离开以色列百姓被神啊、哦，这个啊、照着神的吩咐啊，啊、哦，这个啊、被神接回去。
So before Moses was taken up by God, he had to fulfill one more command by God.
哦，神啊、借着这个约书亚带领着他的选民要进到迦南地。
And so、God was going to use Joshua to bring the people into the land.
哦，要得着神要赐给他们的这个。地业来居住
So they could receive the inheritance that they were going to live in.
哦，所以神借着摩西哈、哦，再一次的来吩咐以色列百姓。
And so through Moses, he gave them this command one more time.
哦，告诉他们说， 你们要进去那个地方的人都比你们强大。
And so he told them that the land you're going to enter has people that are much stronger than you.
但是放心，神会帮助你们。
But God will help you.
如果在神信仰的立场上站稳了。
And so if you are firm in your faith.
神成为选民绝对的依靠。
Then God will be the ultimate reliance for his chosen people.
但是神有特别的教导。
But God has special instructions here.
就是不能够跟当地的人来立约。
It said, do not make a treaty with those people.
跟他们来结盟。
And do not make intermarry.
尤其就是借着婚姻嫁娶他们的儿女。
And so do not take their children as husbands or wives.
不然的话神会向神的选民来发怒。
Or God's anger will burn against his chosen people.
所以我们看到从创世纪到神带着以色列百姓进到应许之地。
So we can see starting from Genesis to the time that God brought his chosen people to the land.
神在选民婚姻的教导原则上从来没有随着时代的不同而有所改变。
His principles on marriage did not change with the times.
那假设如果没有办法在神所赐给以色列百姓的迦南地来维持美好的信仰。
And so if they were able to maintain this faith in Canaan,
那神在婚姻设立的目的上就没办法达成了。
If they had not adhered to those rules, then his principles would not be fulfilled.
那到底神设立婚姻的目的是什么？
And so what is the purpose of marriage?
我们看彼得前书的三章七节。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
彼得前书三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
七节你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。在这个经文里头神说到夫妻要照着生活的经验情理一起居住。
And so here, this passage says that husbands must be considerate in the way you live with your wives.
夫妻重要的是什么？
What is important among spouses?
就是一同承受生命之恩。
So they can live life together.
这个就是神设立婚姻的目的。
And so this is the purpose of marriage.
换句话说，不是这一辈子而已。
So it's not just for this life.
不是今生的需要而已。
It's not just for today's needs.
而是延伸到这个永恒，延伸到永生去了。
And it goes eternally as well.
这个就是共同承受生命之恩。
And that's what it means to be the heirs of this gracious gift of life.
所以神说两人是一同承受生命救赎的恩典。
And so it's the two people as one that will enjoy this salvation and grace.
如果两个人的信仰不一样，
and if their faith is different,
两个人宗教不同，
and their religion is different,
又怎么保证在这个宗教信仰上永远都坚强呢？
How can you guarantee they will always stay strong in their faith?
当我们信仰低潮软弱的时候，
and during the low points of our faith when we are very weak,
另一半并不是信主的。
And the other half does not believe.
那谁来扶持我们，来帮助我们走过信仰的低潮跟软弱？
Who will support us and help us through the weaker points of faith?
所以不同的信仰就做不到这一点了。
And with different faiths, you cannot do this for one another.
在婚姻的意义上，神是将今生生活当中的帮助延续到将来灵魂的救赎。
And so the meaning of marriage is that the person can help you in today's needs, but also in the needs that you make for your eternal life.
今天也许我们会发现说，信主没有信主，好像没有什么不一样。
Today we may realize that whether or not we believe doesn't make a difference.
因为我们在顺境当中看不出来有什么差别。
Because in our lives we can't see the difference day to day.
信仰是价值观。生命观、道德观的综合。
Because our faith is really about our values and our morals.
尤其到了我们人生遇到挫折、逆境的时候。
And when we make mistakes or encounter difficulties.
就能够看到这份信仰它的重要跟它的绝对性。
At that point, you can see how important and how absolute the faith is.
在台湾这个北部有一个弟兄，他是当消防员的。
And so in the northern part of Taiwan, there was a brother who's a firefighter.
有一次在救灾的时候。
And so one time during a fire,
刚好是这个弟兄在值班。
And so this brother was there helping out.
哦，他跟着其他的这个打火的兄弟啊，就赶到火场去了。
And so he rushed over to the scene with his coworkers.
火势很大，而且啊，楼下又是瓦斯行。
And the fire was great, and on the first floor was a gas stove.
哦，这个里头啊，存满了这个哈、哦，这个罐装的这个瓦斯桶。
And so they were selling many tanks of gas also.
哦，这个。哦，随时都有爆炸的危险。
And so there was a fear of explosion at any time.
哦，但是、啊、为了救人呐、啊，哦，所以这个弟兄啊，跟他的同事啊，哦，还是很勇敢的哦，啊，执行这个救灾。
And so, but in order to save lives, this brother and his fellow coworkers all went in to save as many as they could.
就在这个时候、啊，瓦斯爆炸了。
And so at this time there was an explosion.
他跟他的同事哈、哦，啊，被这个瓦斯哈、哦、爆炸的威力啊。哦，震飞了十几公尺。
And so all of these firefighters were affected by the explosion and they flew out several meters.
紧急送医。
And so they had to be sent to the hospital immediately.
医生一看就摇头了。
And when the doctor saw them, he shook his head.
整个消防衣哈、哦、都炸碎了。
And even their clothes had been disintegrated.
哦，身上啊啊都烧伤了哦。
And they were all burned very severely.
变形、焦黑、扭曲。
And they were all deformed.
哦。那医生医院当然通知家属啊。
And so of course the hospital notified the family.
哦，告诉他们哦，情况紧急，要签这个切结书啊。
And told them that this is a very serious situation, so they had to come in.
哦，告诉家人说啊，就算说生命能够留下，也是不会完全的。
And told them that even if we could preserve their life, it would never be the same.
尤其要容貌、皮肤被烧伤、扭曲、变形，还要加入哈、哦。这个事后的创伤复健辅导等等。
And all of their skin and their bodies have been burnt and deformed and injured, and so the recovery would be very great.
哦，后来啊，就开始接受治疗了。
And then so they started to get treatment.
哦，哎，三天后，哦，我们这个弟兄啊，他的外邦同事啊，自杀了。
And so after 3 days, one of this brother's coworkers killed himself.
哦，因为啊，到了第三天呢、啊。这个外邦同事哈、哦，没有信主的这个同事的太太啊，跟他的先生这么说。
Because on the third day, this coworker who was a Gentile, his wife told him this.
说无缘的丈夫啊，你的未来没办法给我任何的保障。
The wife told him, your future has no way of guaranteeing me anything.
就算你好了，也不会完全。
Even if you recover, it will never be complete.
而你变形的容貌跟身体，我也没有办法再接受。
And your appearance and everything is completely changed, and I cannot accept it anymore.
哦，所以我只好趁着年轻，赶快去寻找我人生的第二春。
So while I'm still young, I should go try and find a second husband.
哦，跟你说再见了。
So I'm saying goodbye to you.
我们的婚姻到此为止。
Our marriage ends here.
哦，同事听了之后，当然承受不了，就自杀。
And so of course, when his coworker heard this, he could not handle it and killed himself.
在这个社会上，这种情况是很普遍，因为人的本性就是自私的。
And so in society today, this is not uncommon because human nature is selfish.
而主内的这一对夫妻就不一样了。
But the couple that was in the Lord, they were different.
哦，太太呀、啊，每天带着鱼汤哦，啊，到医院给先生喝。听说这个鱼肉可以哦，对这个皮肤很有帮助。
And because the believer, his wife would bring fish soup to him in the hospital every day because she heard it was good for his recovery.
每天到医院读圣经给先生听来鼓励他。
And every day she would read the Bible to him to encourage him.
哦，握着他先生的手，一起向天上的神祷告。
And she would hold his hand and they could pray together.
对他的先生安慰地说啊。
And she would comfort him.
说不要失望。
She'd say, do not lose hope.
我们有一位神在天上是万能的。
Because we have a God in heaven who can do all things.
哦，我们的婚姻，我们的婚姻的盟约是神配合的。
And so our wedding, was arranged by God.
我一生一世绝对不会离开你。
So in my life, I will never leave you.
哦，所以你对神，对我都一定要有信心，要有盼望，撑下去。
So you must have faith and you must have hope towards me and towards God and continue on.
每天从来不中断啊。
And so every day she did not stop this.
唯有信主的人才做得到啊。
And this is only something that you can do with faith.
唯有共同同样信仰的才做得到啊。
And you can only do this with the same faith.
好，因为我们的婚约啊，在是神做见证的。
Because our marriage is a testament to God.
无论时间、空间、环境都没有办法改变的盟约。
And it cannot be changed by time, space, or environment.
哦，后来经过一段时间之后。
So after some time.
哦，这个弟兄啊，哦，他啊、恢复了。
This brother recovered.
哦，但是外观呢、啊，哦，这个烧伤啊，要接受哦，这个。整容的手术。
And so he had to undergo plastic surgery for all his bones.
接受啊，啊，皮肤的移植。
And so he needed skin treatments.
哦，啊，最后一次的皮肤移植啊。
And during the last one.
哦，当绷带要拿下来。
And so when they were about to start the treatment.
这个医生哦，那么太太陪着先生啊到医院。
The wife went with the husband to the hospital.
先生先进去，太太在外面等。
The husband went in and the wife was outside waiting.
这个时候啊，医生跟这个先生讲啊。
This time the doctor told the husband.
哦，先跟他做心理的建设哦。
And first, did an overall diagnosis.
因为这是最后一次的整形了。
Because this was the very last treatment.
哦，你等一下哦，这个绷带拿下来啊，无论怎么样，你一定要接受。
And so when you take off your bandages, however you look, you have to accept it.
哦，这个先生对医生讲啊。
And so the husband said to the doctor.
哦，说啊，我的太太啊，是我的依靠。
And he said, my wife is my reliance.
哦，她对我不离不弃啊。
And she has always been very faithful to me.
哦，她帮助我。
And she has helped me.
而且天上的神也给我恩典。
And the God in heaven has given me mercy.
哦，所以不管我现在，或者是将来，我会变成怎么样。我都能够接受。
Regardless of how I look now or what I will look like in the future, I can accept this.
哦，把绷带拿下来。
So he removed his bandages.
他看了看之后，他就跟医生谢谢，就出来了。
And he looked at himself, thanked the doctor, and came out.
哦，结果太太在外面等很久，等不到先生。
And the wife had been waiting for a long time.
其实先生在他面前走过来走过去。
And she didn't even realize that it was her husband who was walking back and forth in front of her.
太太几乎认不得他的先生。
Because the wife could not recognize him.
神真的很奇妙，神的恩典很大，让他的先生看起来更年轻啊。
Because God is very miraculous, her husband actually ended up looking younger.
原本晒黑的皮肤啊，变成白的哦。
Because his tan skin was now very pale.
哦，这也是因为太太的帮助。
And this is because of the wife's help too.
才能够达到共同承受生命之恩的恩典。
That they could work together to receive these blessings.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
夫妻本来就是一同承受神恩典的。
And wives and husbands should receive these blessings together.
这是神设立婚姻的目的。
This is the purpose of marriage.
如果我们刻意的要破坏神设立婚姻的目的。
And if we want to destroy his purpose of marriage.
让我们的婚姻没办法承受神要赐给我们的生命之恩。
So that our marriage cannot handle what its original purpose was.
这样的婚姻呢、啊、无论在今生俗世多么的成功多么的有我。
And no matter how successful it may look in this world,
在神眼中看起来都是没有意义的。
Under God's eyes, it will have no meaning.
好，所以我们从创世纪到生命记。
So from Genesis to Deuteronomy.
好，我们看到神啊，从来没有改变啊对选民婚姻的指导。
We will see that God has never changed His rules on marriage for His chosen nation.
哦，因为时间的关系啊。
And so because of time.
好，我们。其余的我们下午再继续来查考分享。
In the afternoon, we will continue to study this topic.
哦，那我们就直接来做感谢祷告。
And so we will now just pray.
我们一起同心跪下来做感谢祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together for Thanksgiving.